Do you like to be in control of things? Is it really difficult to surrender? Welcome to your Monday Morning Cup of Wisdom with Susan Saucier, your spiritual life coach for the week ahead of April 26th through May 1st, 2021. One of the biggest challenges you are given is learning how to surrender, learning to trust that your Creator, the universe, God, whomever you choose, is working behind the scenes on your behalf. There is such a fine line between when you need to take action and when you need to surrender. Learning the balance between the two is where the magic resides. If you have taken action to bring about what is your desire, then know that you have put your request out to find a match. Sometimes patience is needed and timing is prevalent to let everything unfold for your highest good. It is in the times of surrender, when you are being pushed out of your comfort zone, having to take your hands off the wheel and let go of control can raise your anxiety and bring up fears and doubts and limiting beliefs that have been hidden from your awareness until now. If you find surrendering to be difficult, take the time to go into your heart to understand why these fears and doubts exist in the first place so that you can set them free. Some of these limiting beliefs may be from childhood experiences. Some fears may be from previous outcomes that didn't turn out well. And some doubts may just be you not believing in your self-worth. It's time you gave your self-worth a raise because you deserve it. Instead of listening to those voices in your head that are consuming your energy with how and when and where will all of this happen, replace them with, I know that whatever is happening in the moment, I am taken care of, and the outcome I desire is being created for my highest good. If you continue to let fear and anxiety consume you and your thoughts, then you're creating a vibration that doesn't flow with ease and will only create more havoc in bringing about your desire, and it will take so much longer. Your message this week is to surrender today, right now. And when you do that, you open up the space for everything to flow easily and effortlessly as intended. And now for your angel card of the week. It is Change in Direction. The changes you experience are divinely directed by your newborn willingness to open your heart to love and our guidance. You are protected now and in the future, so follow your path to the happy outcome you desire. Your color for the week is yellow. Yellow assists with purification and cleansing. It can also help you think more clearly. Spend some time in the sunshine and allow the sun to reboot your energy and cleanse your energy field. Allow your body and mind to be cleansed inside and out. Yellow is also the color of your power chakra, so tap into this chakra and utilize its potent power of transformation, warrior energy, and self-confidence. And wear yellow to remind you of the power that you're needing to bring forth this week. What you need to know this week is to inspire others. You are all here for a reason. Every one of you is important, even if you don't realize your words and actions are inspiring others. They are. You have been blessed with the ability to share your wisdom with others. And when you do this, you are creating a powerful chain of love. So keep inspiring others. Your spirit animal of the week is the dog. Dogs are wonderful examples of unconditional love. They are forgiving in ways that humans don't even understand. Dogs are wonderful teachers for all of us. The dog spirit animal wants to remind you this week that your loyalty and faithfulness are wonderful traits, but don't let them be misplaced by serving too many at once. In other words, always take care of you first. Then you will have enough for everyone else. I hope each and every one of you have a wonderful week ahead. I hope you were able to enjoy the full moon meditation. And if you are new to this channel, welcome. We're glad you subscribed and we're so happy to have you join our family. And if you are already a subscriber, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate all of you more than you know. Namaste.